ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 30, Text 3, Translation and Commentary. By His Divine Grace, P.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. The misguided materialist does not know that his very body is impermanent and that the attractions of home, land and wealth, which are in relationship to that body, are also temporary. Out of ignorance only, he thinks that everything is permanent. Purport. The materialist thinks that persons engaged in Krishna consciousness are crazy fellows, wasting time by chanting Hare Krishna. But actually he does not know that he himself is in the darkest region of craziness because of accepting his body as permanent. And in relation to his body, he accepts his home, his country, his society and all other paraphernalia as permanent. This materialistic acceptance of the permanency of home, land, etc., is called the illusion of Maya. This is clearly mentioned here. Mohad griha kshetra vasuni. Out of illusion only does the materialist accept his home, his land, and his money as permanent. Out of this illusion, the family life, national life, and economic development, which are very important factors in modern civilization, have grown. A Krishna-conscious person knows that this economic development of human society is but temporary illusion. In another part of Srimad Bhagavatam, the acceptance of the body as oneself, the acceptance of others as kinsmen in relationship to this body, and the acceptance of the land of one's birth as worshipable are declared to be the products of an animal civilization. When, however, one is enlightened in Krishna consciousness, he can use these for the service of the Lord. That is a very suitable proposition. Everything has a relationship with Krishna. When all economic development and material advancement are utilized to advance the cause of Krishna consciousness, a new phase of progressive life arises. This verse reminds by the words griha kshetra in relationship to the misguided materialist reminds us of a famous verse spoken by Lord Rishabdev. Who knows that verse? Well, I didn't hear it all, but I'm sure it's all there. That the attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. And when male and female unite in a pact of love, then a strong knot of attachment develops within the heart. And that attachment is not only mutually for each other's bodies, but that expands to attachment to one's home, one's property or one's land of birth. Ato griha kshetra, suta sons, suta daughters, apta, this relatives, and vitta, which is here, said as vasumi, wealth, money. And in this way, the misguided here, durmatihi. Elsewhere, Prabhupada translates this as rascal. Here he translates as a misguided person. Mati means consciousness or way of thinking. Durmatihi, a very bad way of thinking. So in this way, he becomes caught up in thinking in terms of I, me, and mine, which naturally leads him into competition with all the other durmatis, who are also thinking in terms of I, me, and mine. And they're thinking, this is mine. No, this is mine. It belongs to me. And in this way, they squabble over that which is not theirs. We find in the Bhumi Gita of Bhagavatam, the 12th canto, that the earth deity laughs at the foolish materialists who think they have conquered me. They're fighting. One king will fight with another king and think, I have conquered him. Now I own this land. But they don't own anything. They come, they dance and prance a little bit and think, I am controlling. And they go. Dust thou art and unto dust thou shalt return. They're thinking of themselves in terms of the body. And they're thinking that this body that is me, I am controlling the earth. The earth laughs. Because she is there before, she is there after. Their body is formed from the earth and it goes back to the earth. So in this way they're foolishly thinking, I am enjoying myself here. I'm very happy here. But actually, they are durmatihi, rascals. Now why should they be called rascal? It seems a very strong term. Why, what's so wrong with it? I mean, it's just normal, right? Everyone's like that. But that is the situation of this material world. What we call, what is considered normal, is actually rascaldom. Because everyone in this material world is a rascal. That's why we're here. It's the place for all the rascals, because we are inimical towards the service of Krishna. Krishna bahimo koya bhogavancha kore nikatastha mayatare jagatiya dhare. Becoming inimical to Krishna, we desire sense enjoyment. Instead of recognizing that Krishna is the enjoyer, we think, I am the enjoyer. And then maya catches us very tight. Now part of the job description of being an enjoyer in this material world is, or actually the whole of the job description is to imitate God. So we see that sometimes people, they become philanthropists, or at least they want to look after their family. In this way, they're not selfish, but they're thinking to do good to others, altruists, philanthropists. But actually this is also rascaldom. Feeding the poor, save the whale, it's all rascaldom. Why? Because the mood is that I am helping others, imitating God, but they don't know how to help. Save the whale, save yourself, sir. Chant Hare Krishna. How are you going to save anyone? What can you save? You're only thinking of saving the body. Save earth now, so that we can all live here together happily for sense gratification. Very nicely. We'll all be nice to each other. How to win friends and influence people and all the... How to be nice to each other. We'll all be very nice to each other. We'll all nicely forget Krishna and live happily in this material world. So even the so-called niceness in this material world, it's all durmatihi, it's all rascaldom. Because it's all a plot, a conspiracy to forget Krishna. Sometimes devotees become enamored by conspiracy theories. It's the Jews, not the Czechs. They're all conspiring to cheat us all. Or it's the Freemasons, they're just around the corner. It's all a plot. They're all sitting behind closed doors, plotting how to exploit us all. Maybe. Maybe they are. But they're... They're also exploited. They're also in illusion. They're also suffering and different. Probably there is someone, you know, who knows? Probably there is some group conspiring to cheat us all, but so what? They're also cheated by Maya. And if you kick them out and we think, now we got, someone else will come. It's the whole history of the world. That politicians, especially in Kali Yuga, previously politician meant the representative of God. Naranam cha naradipam, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Among men, I am the monarch. The monarch meant he's supposed to see, to lead the world, that he has his own griha, kshetra, sutta, sutta, apta, vitta. He has all these things. He has his own palace, not a little hut. The king lives in the palace. I told griha, kshetra. He has his own land, not just a little cabbage patch out the back, but the whole country belongs to him. I told griha, kshetra, sutta. He has his children, maybe many children, because kshatriyas, they have many wives. And they have many children, and they have their relatives and lots of money. But the kings, the saintly kings, they showed the example how to live in Krishna consciousness, that they're not attached. So this is the difference between material life and Krishna consciousness. It may seem the same thing. This purport would give relief to Amal Bhakta Prabhu. Yesterday he was a little upset. There's only one side, but today we have in the purport how all these things, just exactly what he was saying actually, all these things, if used in Krishna's service, that's very good. So materialist and a devotee, it may seem like the same. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, famous Vaishnava Acharya, he was living with his griha, kshetra, sutta, apta, vitta, all these things, but he lived only for the sake of serving Krishna. Manasa deha geho, jo kichuma, apilam tuapade nanda kisha. This was his attitude, that everything I have, even my, beginning with the mind, savai mana Krishna padaravindayo, first the mind should be offered at the lotus feet of Krishna, and then my mind, my consciousness, it's all, everything meant for you, Krishna. So my home and manasa deha, my body, everything is only meant for your service. I've offered it to you. It's not just like we offer Ganga to Ganga. How to worship Krishna? We can only worship Krishna with what he has given us. We don't own anything. But instead of thinking, my home, my wife, my children, my money, my family, my country, think everything is meant for Krishna. That's all. So this is the difference. It may appear that a materialistic householder and a Krishna conscious householder are the same, but there's a great difference. The difference is that the materialistic householder thinks that he is the enjoyer of his griha, kshetra, sutta, apta, vitta, but the devotee offers everything to the service of Krishna. So the materialist may think, well, I'm very good. I'm a good, responsible man. I'm looking after my family. This is very good. So, that's good. Better to be a responsible man looking after your family than a debauch who sows its seeds everywhere but doesn't look after the fruits that come afterwards. So that's better. But without Krishna consciousness, it's also sinful. About 2 years ago, at one of our centers in Gujarat, for the first time in recent history anyway, they held a public drama and they invited all the respectable people of the town to come. So they all came. It was a nice social event. They invited all the important people, came dressed with very nice dhotis and saris, and ladies wearing their jewelry. So it was a very nice social event. So they did the drama, the story of Ajamil. And before doing so, before showing the Shastric story of Ajamil, they showed the story of Mr. Patel, who's there are many Patels in that area. Not only, well, they're all over. There must be many Patels around Los Angeles too. Wherever there's money, there's Patels. So, but they're from that particular area. So it's the capital of Patelism. So they show the story of Mr. Patel, and he comes down for breakfast in the morning, and he sees his children comes, and he pats them on the head, and then he goes off to work, and he's a very nice householder, loves his children very much. And then you see a scene of him sitting like this, saying, "There's no need for me to do bhakti. I look after my children very nicely. I do my duty very nicely. I'm a good man. Merely a bhakti karna ka koi zarurat nahi hai. No need for me to do bhakti." Then he has a heart attack. And some very nasty looking fellows appear on the stage, the Yamadutas, and drag him off and say, "What? Why me? I didn't do anything wrong. I lived a good life. I looked after my family." So it really shocked the local people. That afterwards they're thinking, "Well, that was just like me. He was just like me, you know. He's a nice man and he does his job. He goes to work." Of course, I don't say I don't need to do bhakti, but I don't really do that much myself either. So, will that happen to me also? Yes, it will happen to you also. If you don't recognize Krishna, is what all the nice people, it's not only the bad people, but all the nice people, all the good people, they're all waiting for an appointment with Yamaraj. And the consequences are not very nice. However nicely we may live our lives, if we're not Krishna conscious, the result will not be nice. The result is as described here, description of adverse fruitive activities. So we may think that, you know, what did we do wrong? What we did wrong, we didn't recognize Krishna. And this is everything that's wrong in the material world. What's wrong with the world? It's not that the problem in the world is not Bush, and the problem in future is not going to be Kerry if he comes in. It's not the real, it's just a symptom of the problem. The problem is not the Bin Laden. He's not the problem either. The problem is not the conspiracy, the Jews behind the locked doors conspiring how to cheat us all. Problems, but the real problem is every one of us. The real problem is that we're envious of Krishna. We don't like to serve Krishna. So all other problems come from that. We are the problem. Who is the devotee? He must have been in Los Angeles. They had the Golden Avatar. They made this, all the tapes of Prabhupada's. Who gave the titles for the lectures? They listened to the lectures and they gave them great titles, whoever chose them. Krishnakanti also. So one of them was the title to Prabhupada's lecture. They gave, "Protest Against Degradation. Your own." There must have been some protest that was going on against some degradation or something. But we are degraded. We may think, "I am very good," but if we're not, if we don't recognize Krishna is the proprietor of everything, then we are criminals. Even we may think that we're good criminals. We're not the kind of criminals who go and smash windows and vote Democrat and all that kind of thing. But we're good criminals. But if we're not, we don't understand, we don't recognize that we are the eternal servants of Krishna, then we are criminals. And this is what happens. It happens to everyone who is not Krishna conscious. This description of adverse fruitive activities. If we don't believe the Srimad Bhagavatam, we'll find out by practical experience. It happens when brahmacharis get married, it happens to them. That they say, "Oh, it's really true what it says in the Bhagavatam about household life." Well, you didn't believe it, now you can find out for yourself. So it's the same. If we don't believe the Bhagavatam, we'll have a personal demonstration of how the Bhagavatam is true, arranged by Yamaraj. So this is horrible. It's shocking, but we should accept this is the fact. Now, that may shock us. If we're intelligent enough, that may shock us into being serious about Krishna consciousness. We have a certain type of preacher who says that, believe, or what is it? Get yourself bathed in the blood of Jesus, otherwise burn in hell forever. Of course, it's not very scientific description of Krishna Katha or Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana, scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gave a brief description of Christianity and said that no intelligent person can believe this. So this idea that God, our all-loving Father, if we don't wash ourselves in His blood, then we burn in hell forever, because He's so all-merciful. So, at about the age of 10, I realized this is nonsense. By the grace of my Catholic upbringing, around the age of 10, I became an atheist, because I thought, if that's God, then I think I'd rather go to hell anyway, because why do you want to see? Why do you live with such a person? So nasty that he burns you in hell forever. So actually the Bhagavad description that is more acceptable or reasonable, that God, he gives some reformatory punishment, but at the same time he gives us another chance. My own father, he punishes me for what I do wrong, but he gives me another chance, and he's always ready to give another chance because he's my father and he loves me. So, with this understanding, we can be cautious not to tread the path of sinful activities. That is one way to see these descriptions. Another way is that, or a more advanced approach to this knowledge which we receive in Srimad Bhagavatam of the suffering of conditioned souls, is that we have this knowledge. By the grace of Srila Prabhupada, we're able to apply this in our lives. But what about all those who don't have this knowledge? Those who, without knowledge, of course they've chosen to be ignorant of Krishna, but without this knowledge, everyone has to suffer. So considering this, a devotee, out of compassion, is very much concerned to give this knowledge to others. So this description of adverse fruitive activities, it can serve as a stimulus for ourselves not to again become entangled in such adverse fruitive activities, and as a stimulus to preach the message of Krishna consciousness so that people can be saved from this horrible condition, which is reality. As Prabhupada explains in this section of Bhagavatam, sometimes people don't believe in these descriptions. No, that's actually in the fifth canto. They don't believe in these descriptions of hell. But factually, we see it even on this planet, that hellish people are living in hellish conditions, just like those concentration camps during the war, where people are, they have to suffer so much, and then they're just rounded up and taken to be gassed. But what to speak? That's very plain that's hell. It's just like the descriptions in hell, how people are tortured to death, and that's going on in so many places in the world, even today. And maybe not concentration camps so much, but there's genocides and there's wars and there's terrorist states who terrorize their own citizens. But even Los Angeles is hell. So many people are living in hell. Just like Prabhupada, when he came to London, one time he was asked, that is Bhagavad Gita preached in hell? And Prabhupada said, I'm here, I'm preaching Bhagavad Gita in London. And Prabhupada, he said that He said that when I was a child at school, they told us that the sun never sets on the British Empire, but I'm here in London and I see that the sun never shines on London. So it's just like hell. There's no sun, it's always dark, it's always cold. But Los Angeles, well, it's sunny most of the time. And there's lots of beautiful young women and healthy young men, but it's hell. Because people are hellish consciousness. And so many people, pretty much everyone outside enjoying, but suffering. So much mentally, so much suffering. And always in fear. Always in fear that now I have this healthy young body, but very soon it's going to die, and therefore antioxidants and all this to try to stop this fear. Now I have this healthy body, but soon it's going to get wizened up and drop down dead. So everyone's living in the hell of their own minds, suffering. So the solution is, I don't have to tell you. You're telling me by your practical activities that these books, people require these books should be distributed. It's practically devotees who don't understand the necessity of this book distribution, I don't think they're really in ISKCON at all, because Prabhupada puts so much stress on it. He knew that if people can get these books, then there's the best hope for them. So there's so much protest from certain quarters that Prabhupada in the center. But this is putting Prabhupada in the center, following his instructions and distributing his books, distributing his knowledge. So all these programs have to go on. This is Prabhupada's program, and it works. And they're thinking of so many different programs. We have to have some new program for preaching. But the old program is great, it works. The old program is, first of all, the morning program. We follow that. And then we engage in the activities that Prabhupada taught us. It's the same program Lord Chaitanya gave. You bang the mridanga, play on the cartels, chant Hare Krishna, go out in public and do that, invite people to the temple. When they come, preach to them, give out Prabhupada's books, distribute prasadam. It's the program that works, 100% works. We don't need other. Of course, there may be other programs. BI, very important program. So many programs Prabhupada gave. We're thinking of so many new programs, but what about following the programs that Prabhupada gave? If we follow that, then definitely the Krishna Conscious Movement will be vibrant and successful and will spread, because Prabhupada gave us the perfect program for ourselves going back to Godhead and making the whole world Krishna conscious. So I won't speak anymore, because we have a time limit here and you all have your important activities to do for spreading Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any question? Time for one question? Yeah.
Hare Krishna, thanks again for a very wonderful lecture. Just to support the last point you made about following the programs of Prabhupada gave, I'm not trying to pick on any one individual, but there is someone who, when recently asked how to increase book distribution, he said, why not use advertising? And then somebody on Earth in the database, a letter where a person
said this.
Said that same to the Prabhupada, so you're using advertising. The Prabhupada said, no, go on and distribute the book.
Well, he said there's no, isn't it? He said there's no need for advertisement, if the books themselves are the advertisement. I remember I was told once, Hans Adutter, he was in Germany, he was thinking of new ways to distribute books, and he went to some sales agency and asked, you know, well, maybe we want to learn some techniques from you, and they were astonished. They said, you want to learn some techniques from you? We are learning our techniques from you. The sales agency. And that must have happened many times. It happened to you? Must have, so many times. That people, they offer you a job on the spot. They say, hey, you're great at sales. Why don't you come and work for me? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Janmashtami is coming, big festival. Two big festivals, right? Janmashtami and Rath Yatra. Big public festivals. You have all the big people of the city there. You invite... In India we do that. We invite like the local MP that's like... What's the equivalent of MP? In
Member of Parliament.
Hmm? Member of Parliament. What's the equivalent? Something like a senator or something like that. And often like the state governor... You invite all the big people and they come and let them give a 5-minute speech. They'll talk nonsense, but you know, if they have an opportunity, they know many people are coming and they have an opportunity to speak because they're politicians, they'll take it. They'll turn up with all their retinue, and it really adds a lot of prestige in the public's mind to this. So I guess it's a little late to invite Arnold. His programs are already made up, but maybe Rath Yatra. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.